live in a world where logic rules, where reality wins. There are things you want that you can't have. Some may be relatively fun, like wanting a big TV star to be a big TV star or a famous athlete. Some may be more serious, like wanting your parents to get back together or wanting someone's health to improve. Whatever the case may be, there are plenty of things in life that are simply impossible to have, to achieve, or to grasp. And while this is a major bummer, it's just the way it is. There are some things that just aren't possible except when God gets involved. Have you ever prayed for something you thought could never happen only to see it happen? Have you ever seen God open a door you thought was closed? Have you ever watched God blow away your human-based understanding with a God-sized moment? Mary did. Mary watched God do the impossible. She watched him defy the laws of nature. But before she saw the miracle, she looked at the angel and she said, "How are you going to do this?" I mean, it was just human reasoning. It wasn't so much unbelief. It was just her thinking in the natural like we do. And she knew Mary had an attack of humanity. Listen, how can this happen? Mary knew how babies were made, and she knew for a fact that she wasn't a candidate. But Mary forgot one thing. Now listen, the rules that she knew governed the creation of life, the process she was sure she had not been a part of, Mary forgot that God actually set those rules into place. God created the process, thus he can work outside the process when he chooses. Surely that's a sermon. Let me say that again. And I want you to, if you don't take home anything else with you today, I want you to realize this. God created the process, thus he can work outside the process when he chooses. Now it sounds a little oversimplified, but it's true. Nothing is impossible with God. Now, is your vision of God too small because you've put limitations on him? How might your relationship with God be different if you saw him for who he was? Now, we're going to begin praising him. We're going to be singing about angels we've heard on high and somebody's miracles in this place today. Don't become so familiar with what we do here that you forget what you're saying and what you're believing. Let it be, as you come in here, a brand new experience every time you hear it. If we do a song every Sunday, when you come in that Sunday, let it be a brand new experience, and I promise you, your worship will take off, and the anointing of the Lord will flow through you like it's never flowed through you before. Take the limits off of God beginning today. Don't wait for 2015. Start today and say, "God, be it unto me according as you will. Not my will." Because he is going to supersede the human process. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and praise him. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify you. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place today. Hallelujah. Take the limits off of God. Hallelujah. Come on.
Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed.
Somebody's
miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed.
Come on now.
And I will praise him, for he has set me free.
Come on and
praise him. He brings a victory.
I will praise him,
for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
Come on.
Somebody's miracle is in this house today.
Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed. Somebody's miracle is in this house today. Somebody here is getting filled. His Holy Ghost power is flowing today. Somebody here is getting healed.
Come on now.
And I will praise him, for he has set me free. Praise him, he brings a victory. Praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. And I will praise him, for he has set me free. Praise him, he brings a victory.
I will praise him,
for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout. And I will praise him, for he has set me free. Praise him, he brings a victory. Praise him, for he has brought me out. He gives my feet a dance and gives my voice a shout.
All right, shout to the Lord. Come on. If you believe that, woo! Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so glad he brought me out. Hallelujah. 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 And you talk about the angel, about the Lord coming into the natural. If you'd have been a shepherd out on the hill that night, just going about minding your own business, and the angel appeared and said about the Savior being born, and then the host of heaven filling the sky, singing glory to the God in the highest and on earth. Wow. We need to take that with us. We need to take that excitement with us. Amen. Come on, let's sing it.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladstone tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song? Gloria in excelsis Deo. Come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria.
to God. Hallelujah. You know, you realize that the shepherds were considered the lowest of the low in society. And yet, the first people to know about our Savior being born and the first one to spread the good news about it were the shepherds. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Come on, lift your hands and magnify him and glorify him. Hallelujah. Lord God, just let your anointing overflow us, Father God, today and all this week, Lord God, that we're never going to be the same again. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, you have done great things.
Get that right.
You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running, looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love, your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. You're the faithful one when the world's falling apart. So let your mercy rain, let your mercy rain on us.
Come on, church.
How deep, how wide, how long, how high.
Mercy rain on you today. Glory to God. It's a brand new day. His mercy is new every morning. The overflow is new every morning. You just get up and say, God, I'm going with you today. Yesterday's gone. I can't undo yesterday, but I tell you what, I'm going with you today. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new today. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then as Mary magnified the Lord, glory to God. I love this. I tell you what, she said, my soul magnifies you because you have done great things. Amen. Glory to God.
Every woman, every man, this will be a sign to you, a baby born in Bethlehem. Come and worship, do not be afraid. A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Come and worship, do not be afraid. Oh no, my soul,
come on,
magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Yeah. Company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those on whom his favor rests. Come and worship, do not be afraid.
My soul
magnifies Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for us, great things for me. My soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. Great things for me.
Of his kingdom there will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be forevermore. Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father. Oh yes, say Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father. Magnifies the Lord.
in my soul magnifies the Lord. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us.
Magnifies the Lord.
My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord.
My soul,
magnifies. Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for us, great things for me. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things. Child is born, unto us a son is given. Let every heart prepare his throne, let every nation under him come and worship. Do not be afraid. Oh no, my soul. Magnifies the Lord, my soul. Magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. My soul. Magnifies the Lord, my soul. Magnifies the Lord. He has done great. There will be no end. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on Wonderful Counselor, and his name shall be Everlasting Father. Say, Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father. Magnifies the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He's done great things for us. has done great things for us.
Magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord.
Say that one more time, man.
My soul, magnifies the Lord.
My soul, magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me. My soul,
magnifies the Lord. My soul, magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me.
Yeah. Woo. He has done great things. Come on, church. He has done great things, yeah.
Glory.
Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Come on and worship him, church. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory in the highest. Father, we worship and we adore you. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our soul magnifies you, Lord. You have done great things. You have done great things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want you to tell me. Come on, church. And I want to get it. I want everybody to hear. I want you all over the church. I'll get to you. I want you to tell me what great thing God has done. Come on, Jeff. Tell me real quick. What's it?
Beautiful family.
Amen. Come on, somebody else. Real quick.
We're going to be with him forever one day. Hallelujah.
Come on. What great things he done? Come on, raise your hand. Come on. Come on. What great thing has he done?
He's restored what the devil has tried to take away.
Amen. Yes, come on. Come on. We sing about it. Tell me about it.
Save my children and my grandchildren.
Amen. Glory to God. Somebody else. Come on. Hallelujah. He has done great things.
A friend of mine told me about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the Lord was getting ready to really just pour it out on me. Bless me like I've never been blessed before. I just had the two biggest weeks I've ever had in a row in 28 years of business. And you know, here's a simple thing. He's a prophet. He spoke to me, and I could have said, how can this be? But I said, I believe it will be.
Somebody else, come on. He has done great things. Hallelujah.
He has ordered my steps, so I don't have to worry about it.
Magnify. Set me free.
And will it. Glory to God. Amen.
He has done great things.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Keep worshiping and praising him today.
He took a sinner like me and just turned my life.
My soul. Magnifies the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Through all I've been through,
I know he was right there with me.
On David's throne, and his name shall be from this.
keep playing right here. Y'all just keep playing. I'm going to tell y'all what. I've sung many a song in my lifetime, but I've never sang a song that grabs me like this does. See, this world is playing. The devil's got his hands on this world like you would not believe. See, we don't know what's around the corner. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow because that's not promised to us. But I know this. We know what's happening right now, and we have a choice to make. So we need to make the decision to be on the band with the good Lord. Amen. We need to let the good Lord do his thing with us, and then that way we can go out there and do his thing for people that don't know him. Amen. Woo! I know this right here. The good Lord has bought me out of drugs. He's bought me out of not having enough money. He's bought me out of not making the right choices. He's bought me out of not loving people. I'm going to tell you what, I could go on and I could go on. This is awesome. The good Lord has magnified my soul like you wouldn't believe. He's changed a man. He's changed a man to where when he walked down the street, his best friends would cross it just to keep from talking to him. So I know what the good Lord's done for me. And if he did it for an old sinner like me, he could do it for anybody else. Amen. No respect of persons. Oh, that's the beauty of it.
Amen.
Woo!
I tell you what, if you need to make a decision today, come on. If you never accepted Christ, or I tell you what, or if you've let yourself get just a little bit too comfortable and a little bit too cold, the Lord said, you come up here and you get before God and you say, God, I'm going to magnify you with my soul. I'm going to pursue you like I've never pursued you before in my life. You come on. Hallelujah.
Say, my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. He's done great things for us. He has done great things for us. He's done great things for us. He has done.
According to your word, just do that. and just see. Just stand still and see the salvation of God. If you recklessly abandon your life to Him and put aside fears of what people think, what society says. You know, Mary, she was going to be carrying a child before she was married to the man, and she lived in a day and a time when they could have gotten her stoned. The neighbors were going to gossip about her. She was going to be the talk of the town. And yet, knowing that, she said, "Be it unto me according to your word." Abandon ourselves.
When that baby was born that day, they didn't realize they were already worshiping the King. What did they? He is our King. And we honor Him this morning with this last song of worship. Majesty, your grace found me just where I was. You know, there are situations in people, and I can't touch them, but God's grace can. I just have to keep seeing it and saying, "Thank you, God, for touching them with your grace." Because if you ever get touched with God's grace, you'll never be the same in your life.
Majesty.
Majesty, Majesty.
forgiven so that I can forgive. Here I stand, knowing that I'm your desire, sanctified by glory and fire. Now I found the greatest love of all.
Magnify you today, Jesus. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Oh, we praise you, Jesus.